Justin Fluke with you, joined now by Coach David Boucher, talking Royal Valley football. The Panthers 1-3 on the season, last week playing at Jeff West, falling by a final score of 30-12, but kind of a deceiving score. Seemed like a pretty close game, Coach, down 14-6 at halftime, and sounded like did things better for the most part and certainly showed some improvements. What were your biggest takeaways from the game at Meriden last Friday?
You know, we keep growing. We took another step on both sides of the ball. You know, our offensive line has really grown. I think we talked about that last week, of just how well they're playing and how you know, just at a more efficient level. But our backs this week really did a lot better job of running through the hole and running with force and keeping their pad levels down and different things like that. We had a lot of young kids step up, you know, especially on defense, and I thought, you know, people like Ethan Brosset and a few different sophomores just making plays for us, and that's exciting to see.
Tracy Murata scored both your touchdowns, I believe, in the ball game, so I feel like those running backs are all just doing a better job all the way around?
Oh, yeah. You know, Tracy and Jameson Shane both had 17 carries. You know, Jameson didn't score, but he still had, you know, close to 130 yards, I think, and Trayson was able to break a couple long ones, you know, and then Trayson had a 64-yard run called back, you know, on a penalty, so he could even had more, you know, that was, you know, so they really took a step, and they're starting to execute and starting to figure things out.
Sounded like some of the team stats were in your favor as well, just too many little mistakes, or what do you take away from having team stats that are maybe better than Jeff West in a lot of areas, but the scoreboard not being as good as you had hoped?
Well, I mean, the ultimate goal is to get better. The ultimate goal is to take steps, and part of the reason why you want to win and is that it helps you reinforce your message to your kids, that they keep believing. And I don't think we didn't lose that, but it also it was nice. It'd be nice if we could come out and get a win. But yeah, like there's just some small things here and there, you know, that we just have to improve on and stop beating ourselves. And I think we'll do that. And that's the kind of the signs of a team that, you know, we haven't had overall success, and we're also very young. You know, 23 out of the 33 kids we have on our team are sophomores or younger. So
crazy. Well, this week it's a Jackson County Big 7 League contest as Royal Valley will host Holton. We'll preview that matchup when we continue here on the Panther Coaches Show. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Boucher, talking Royal Valley football. And Coach Holton this week, of course, a rivalry game in Jackson County in the Big 7 League, but also first time for you as a head coach to go up against Coach Brooks Barta and doing a lot of similar things. Of course, both hailing from the Smith Center football program. So is this kind of an exciting opportunity, I guess, for you in that regard?
Oh, it's very exciting. You know, Coach Barta, my Coach Barta, Brooks's dad, is, you know, one of the greatest people you're ever going to meet. He had a profound impact on my life, and he's one of the reasons, you know, that I'm here. You know, I had two wonderful grandfathers, and I have a wonderful father, but Coach Barta is right there in that, you know, on that other side, you know, has the fourth probably biggest impactful person on my life. So it'll be fun. I hope Coach Barta listens. I hope he watches and so on and so forth, and watch this game, and I hope he feels pride in the fact that we're gonna line up in the same offense and a lot of the same defensive tendencies, and we're gonna get after each other and see what happens.
Makes it kind of interesting, I guess. Does that make the preparation a little bit easier because it's like battling yourselves a little bit, like you've been doing for months now, I guess, in a game like this?
Yeah, it's really kind of awesome. So our JV kids get to practice. You know, a lot of those scout team guys, you know, they have to kind of get lined up in a different formation and different things and not do the same things. But, you know, this week it's our guys just running our stuff, and we're just getting after it. And our defense has been playing this offense since we started back in August, and then in camp before that, and different things. And so, yeah, it makes things easier and tougher at the same time. It's also, I think, fun for our kids to see, you know, and watch on film, and Brooks does a great job, and they do a great job up there of executing and getting after it, and and running the offense how it should be ran.
So is part of the biggest challenge this week, like just the mental aspect of believing and having confidence that they can compete, or what are some of the other challenges for your team and facing Holton this week?
I think there is, not to get too psychological, but I think there's a problem in our society of belief in general and looking in a mirror and believing you're good enough to be successful on this planet. I think every week, no matter who we're playing, we like to say we play a nameless, faceless opponent. And I probably got that from Coach Barta, that every week, what we're trying to do is get better. And if we get better every stop on the journey and we grow every day, then great things are going to happen eventually. And so we don't really worry about Holton, I guess. I mean, we don't talk about Jeff West. We talk about getting better and making ourselves, the best we can be. And so part of that is belief. Part of that is working hard. Part of those and all those good characteristics that we want our young men to have.
Well, best of luck. We look forward to being at the game, broadcasting on the Holton Channel at MSC Sports this Friday night. Thanks for your time, Coach. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Justin.
Coach Boucher of the Panthers, the Royal Valley Locker Room Chats here on KNZA each week are brought to you by the Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine in Hoyt.